The Children's Christmas Party. Thank you to our kind sponsors.
David Nelson and Partners. Moitz, down to earth. Pacific Hoists, a carbon neutral company that provides innovative lifting solutions. Tri Design, national fire safety specialists, delivering quality fire protection and electrical contracting. Caruso's Natural Health, shock and vibration technologies. Nature's Way Kids Smart, growing healthy kids. Di Lorenzo Hair Care Products and Complete Recruitment Solutions.
Sydney's best breakfast.
2GB.
Now, this is a worry. This week we reported that there's been an explosion in the number of Kiwis experiencing chest pain since COVID. These are official figures from New Zealand. In 2019, there were about 2,000 emergency department events related to chest pain. That skyrocketed to over 21,000 in 2022. That's an increase of 950% in cases of chest pain presenting to emergency departments in just 3 years. So that's New Zealand. We've now been sent some data from Queensland, and it turns out there's a similar explosion in cases of chest pain when you look at hospital presentations in Queensland. From June 2021 to June 2022, there were an additional 19,700 cases of people reporting chest pain in Queensland. 6,500 of the additional cases were in those aged under 40. Now, that's a big change. We haven't managed to get access to the same data from New South Wales, but we've put in requests and we're waiting to hear back. And while we wait, we have been sent an internal document. It comes from New South Wales Ambulance from August 2021. It's titled Myocarditis and Pericarditis After mRNA COVID-19 Vaccines. It's basically a how-to guide about how to treat the conditions or symptoms if ambulance workers are called to a job. The letter states myocarditis and pericarditis has been linked to a rare side effect after an mRNA COVID-19 vaccination. These conditions have been occurring both simultaneously and separately. Symptoms will occur typically within 1 to 5 days of vaccination and are more common after the second dose. The risk is particularly evident in young males under 30. This is an official document from New South Wales Ambulance. The directive then details symptoms. On the top of the list, chest pain and heart palpitations. So we're looking forward to finding out more from New South Wales Health. It is a simple question. Have we seen a rise in emergency hospital admissions because of chest pain? We'll see if we can get an answer next week.
If you've got a news tip, email ben@2gb.com.
There's one party that puts more smiles on more faces than any other. The Children's Christmas Party. Thank you to our kind sponsors.
H. Parsons Funeral Directors. Mayfair Marks. Wealth Key Properties. Money Warehouse. Nepean Engineering and Innovation. Ibris. Mansour Paving. Design Building Systems. Zipitas. And Rove Properties.
Thanks for your support.
Macca's footy finals deals are here. Score a new deal every day this final season, like a $1 cheeseburger or a $4 McChicken, only on the My Macca's app. Be quick, these deals won't go into extra time.
T's and C's apply. See an app for today's deal.